Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to go through about 20 news headlines after the break. We'll go to Bob Chapman. Continue with your phone calls for him. He'll be able to answer any question you've got or give you his take on it. We're going to Robert in Texas right now with Greg Palast. Robert, you got a question or a comment?
Yes, I have two quick comments. The first one is more of a question, and it's for Greg and yourself. The first is the question. The question is the way China is loaning us a lot of debt by buying our treasury bonds and buying into our debt in general, do you feel that perhaps they're doing that in fear that if they stop the overinvestment in the United States, that will, you know, attack one of our own ships or attack one of our own bases? And just
more than that, they know their only big market is going to collapse. And yes, and now the main military thrust has been to mass ships all around and troops. And our own Pentagon says they're drawing up plans to attack China. And the Chinese president said last month, prepare for war with the U.S. This is how crazy the world is, folks. And this doesn't get any headlines. Yuppies are like, I want to hear about football, not about the Chinese president saying prepare for war. Greg Palast.
Well, you know, no one bombs their own bank, which is why Switzerland's a very safe place. The Chinese have invested $3 trillion. So they're holding a lot of our currency. They're not going to bomb their own currency. But what they do like and what keeps the Chinese dictatorship in power is fear, right? You know, it's just like we have fear salesmen here, you know, the Patriot Act, and, you know, they're coming to get us, and today's an orange day, high alert, get ready. And so both sides are maintaining a massive, massive military structure. The Chinese are not going to bomb their own bank, but they sure as heck, the Chinese dictatorship is sure going to keep their people on the edge of their seats. The Americans are coming. And then the Americans say the Chinese are coming. I think that they must call each other and say, it's your turn. It's Thursday. Don't you make the threat today? I always wonder about that. But, they're laughing behind our backs.
Oh, man, I am just speechless. No, I'm just here listening to what you're saying. It's amazing. Anything else, Robert?
Real fast, new video up on Funkmaster 5. We debate Dennis Miller about torture. If anybody wants to see, Funkmaster5.com or Funkmaster 5 YouTube channel. Thank you very much for having me on.
All right, buddy. God bless. One more quick call here for our guest, Richard in Texas. A lot of calls from Texas today. Go ahead.
How you doing, Mr. Jones? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
One reason why your show is so successful is because you're willing to offer very constructive criticism. So my constructive criticism, and I want to see if Mr. Palast agrees with this, we should start telling our military, especially the active ones overseas, they saw exactly what Pat Tillman saw. They know this is a crime. They're living with these nightmares of what's going on over there in the battlefield. So it's time to start telling them to do what Michael New did, what Tillman did, what Lieutenant Colonel Akins did, and start standing down, not take these orders. Just come home and take whatever penalty they're going to get. They may have to go to Leavenworth for a couple of months, whatever. But it's better than repeating the crime of going back overseas. Going back and forth, destroying these countries just for the globalists to profit and bring us into this new world order. So it's time to start telling our troops specifically to do exactly what Michael New and them have done.
Greg Palast, great point, sir. Stay there. I might come back to you, John, after the break. But real fast, Greg, 20 seconds on what he just said.
It's a tough one to tell people put themselves in jeopardy like that. Mr. Manning, for example, who's released important documents to us, is going to spend the rest of his life in the bottom of a military hole. It's tough to ask people to do that.
Greg, great having you with us. Vultures Picnic is the book. Get it today. Thank you, Greg. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Alex, you're the best.
You bet. I want to ask the last caller we were just talking to, Richard, if he is former military. He's listening on 90.1. I want to ask him that, and then go to Bob Chapman and a ton of news. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Com is reporting with a leaked Navy memo that they're telling members of the military, do not go to the Ron Paul Tribes for Ron Paul rally. Even if you're off duty, you don't have free speech in America. Now, their regulations say you can go to rallies, just don't speak and don't do it in your uniform. But military top brass tell troops not to march in Ron Paul rally. High importance message distributed by senior Navy official. And we have that information at InfoWars.com. Now, I'm going to Bob Chapman here in a moment, and then everybody else that's patiently holding with Bob, because we're going to have open phones for Bob today, of the InternationalForecaster.com. But expanding on this here, we were talking to Richard in Texas. Richard was just calling in, if you missed him, and was saying, look, it's time for the military to stand down and say no. Well, they take the troops and they put them in this peer pressure. And then they do carry out, you know, orders that are unconstitutional. They do carry out things that violate their oath. And they do it all the time, like troops being ordered to grow opium in Afghanistan. I saw a new meme on the internet saying I'm a liar about that, even though it's on NBC News, ABC News, Nightly News, BBC, Fox News, CNN. I mean, just type troops guarding and growing opium in Afghanistan, and they're on the news saying, we don't like it, but if we don't, Al-Qaeda gets it, so we grow it, and then it's shipped out. And people are like, that's not true. How dare you say the troops are drug dealers? No. That's like when I say there were bombs in the World Trade Center. They say, you're saying the fire department did it. And I never said that. These are fake memes they put out. The point is, this is going on. This is happening. These wars are illegal. The drones flying into countries and killing people without a declaration of war, it's all illegal. Now they're going to use the drones against us. The government spying on us without warrants is illegal. A world government is setting up a planetary dictatorship right now. It's all out in the open. Our freedoms are being eradicated. They're saying the military is going to be used against us. That's treason. The Roman Senate knew that 2,000 plus years ago. Do we know that now? This is classical oppression. And the caller was saying it's time for the troops. That'd be a good discussion sometime for the troops. What order would you not follow? I mean, since there's no Bill of Rights and Constitution, it's effectively being trampled. The system's just getting around to now exercising their criminal authority, their power. They are a power, but it's illegitimate. When a serial killer has you tied up, they're the power. They are a power. That's a famous line from the it's in a movie, but it's actually what was said at the trial. The King of England wouldn't they were trying for treason, for waging war against the population. They asked him, they said, you don't recognize this court? And he says, I recognize it as a power, but not as having jurisdiction over me. I recognize you as a power. And that's really what all of this just comes down to. Foreign banks came in illegitimately. They took over. They're a foreign power. They're openly, ridiculously criminal. They admit they're dictatorial because they have to now. They're just going, okay, it is world government. We are dictatorial. Do what we say or we'll implode the economy. And you do what they say and they implode it further. It's bravada, chutzpah, whatever you want to call it, fueled megalomania. And a lot of times it works. Because other people just say, well, they're so confident, they must be the boss. So I want to ask that caller that question. Richard, are you former military?
Yes, sir. I was out at Bergstrom during the 80s when the Ronald Reagan, the Arms for Hostage thing kicked off. And every day when they would have it on the news, the next day I'd come back and try to discuss it in uniform with the captains and everybody in office. I was in supply, so it was always a full office. And everybody was telling me then, hey, you can't talk about that kind of stuff. You're in the military. But I would continue to talk about it. I never got kicked out, but now when 91 came up and I started seeing Dick Cheney and Rumsfeld and all the rest of those criminals on TV talking about we got a new enemy now. We don't really know what he looks like. We don't know what we think they're coming from the Middle East, blah, blah, blah. I started telling everybody because it wasn't hard to see. They're going to kick off a full-fledged war. And 21 years later, after Doug Roeke, you, Joyce Ryan, everybody's been telling everybody who's gone over there since, hey, you're going to get sick. You're going to kill a lot of innocent people. Don't go. Don't do it. And look where we're at. So if the military aren't getting the message yet, it's a lose, lose, lose. You're not going to get your death benefits. You're not going to get your babies aren't going to be healthy. You're not ever going to get the nightmares out of your head. So you might as well stand up now. Demand the arrest of those generals like April Duncan did, April Gallup.
Yes.
That's all you got to do. They can't put everybody in prison. You know, I understand what the gentleman just left said, Mr. Pallas. But if the military men stood up, don't rely on the women because they shouldn't be over there anyway. If they just stood up and stood down, we wouldn't be going through this mess, period.
And that's the issue. What if the Germans wouldn't have followed the orders to attack Poland or France? What if that wouldn't have happened? Well, 20 million Germans, 21 million Germans would have died. 21 million. Germany was only like 65 million people. Mainline history says 20 million. What is 20 million out of 60-something million? That's a third. I mean, that was the cost. Because the men up front wouldn't say no. Hitler got elected as a junior member of the parliament. He got elected running a coalition of like 34%. And nobody stood up to him. Same thing with the communists. Same thing. And we know what this looks like. we know that the crazy drive of these elites will lead them and us to destruction. And I'm telling you, America, I'm telling you, the crimes of the people that run our country, when it's all said and done, if we beat them and it all comes out, I can tell you it's bigger than Hitler. It's bigger than Stalin. It's bigger than Mao. The New World Order through the U.S. is killing people everywhere. They got covert wars going on all over the place. Zbigniew Brzezinski is so evil that in two books, you can pull the quotes up online, just say, type in Zbigniew Brzezinski brags about funding Pol Pot and mass death, and he says, it's really a wonderful thing that I can say that Pol Pot defeated communism. Yeah, he did kill, you know, a large part of his population, but that's okay because we didn't do it. We just helped him do it. And see, I've learned, I appreciate your call, sir. These globalists, I want to talk to Bob Chapman about this right now. They have these weird rules where they do it through committees. They all share responsibility, like, you know, like buying insurance or something, where no one really ever fully puts all the pieces together, where they can kind of deny, and, well, I funded somebody else that did it. You know, people say, well, won't the New World Order kill you? And like Steve Pachinik, who's, you know, a guy that brings down major governments in the past. I mean, talk about a real spy master, you know, psych warfare guy. He'll tell you it's an inside job, but he'll say, Alex, don't worry about him killing you. You know, it's too much paperwork because big guys up top don't like start to kill Americans because that can then be used to blackmail them later. People like Bill Gates and all that just do it through, oh, here's what this corn does, and then it's got a back door, and then they can deny it later. What do you call that system the globalists engage in where they kind of have overlapping fields of deniability, plausible deniability? What do you call it, Bob Chapman? You were in intelligence, you know, the biggest financial newsletter for decades out there. You've been around the world. You were fighting the New World Order 50 years ago. What do you agree with my statement, and what do you call that globalist mindset?
Well, first of all, the globalist mindset is what it is, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers, et cetera. But as far as in the intelligence operations of different covers for different things, they've been doing that for many years. How regimes that are replaced or overthrown are dealt with is when you have a committee and say, well, we didn't know that was going to be the result, and so we did it collectively. And the answer to that, very simply, is good. All of you line up against the wall. I mean, that's the way you solve it. But the deniability factor is always there. They've always got some kind of cover, some beard going on where they can do that. And those things were explained to me a long time ago. And it's one of the things that didn't fit with me, and that's why I didn't continue to work with them. I realized then how evil they were.
But do you agree with me that they've gone megalomaniacal? They're insane. I mean, they've got a plan.
It's always been that way, Alex. Believe me. They're just as crazy. I mean, look at all the operations, paperclip, things like that. Normal people don't do those kind of things. Taking some of the wickedest people in the world and involving them in your counterintelligence operations and your government, you're taking advice for them, and then you arrange for them to live happily ever after.
And then you hire the former head of the Stasi to set up Homeland Security.
That's right. And he was the first one that should have got hung. He's responsible for the death of thousands of people. 70% of the people in Eastern Germany were spying on each other. I know. I used to spy on them.
Well, people better just start however they can, whether it's quietly or openly, better start resisting this system, because if it comes in, boy, I tell you, can you feel it, though, Bob, not just intellectually, but can you feel like the tremors?
I feel the tremors more with the military, which is so positive, than in any other area. 70% of the people in the military are for Ron Paul. I mean, doesn't that tell you where they're coming from?
Doesn't that scare the New World Order?
Oh, and they can't tell them, go over there and pick all those people up and put them in a truck and take them to that camp over there. They're not going to do it. It's an illegal order. And then you're faced with, as the military, and I'm not talking about the...
Stay there, stay there. Gotta go to break, Bob. Tell us on the other side. We'll get into the economy, phone calls, and more. Stay with us.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Get over 6,000 preparedness items. Get you ready. That's what you'll find at GetReadySurvival.com. Over 6,000 preparedness items. And counting, because we're adding new items nearly every day. GetReadySurvival.com has it all. Small and family-sized tents, backpacks, sleeping bags, food supplies. Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. Portable water filters, canteens and hydropacks, knives, axes, shovels, compasses, camouflage and tactical gear, fire starters and ammunition. It's all at GetReadySurvival.com. How about first aid medical, emergency, or small personal survival kits? Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. If you're not prepared or just semi-prepared, the place to get prepared now is GetReadySurvival.com. Got questions? Call 928-541-9723. That's 928-541-9723. Or go to GetReadySurvival.com. And remember, survival preparedness means living on your own terms.
If you're having any problems with the IRS or a local revenue agency, I understand and I can help. I'm tax attorney Tony Dennison. When I was a kid, the IRS came after my mother's house because of mistaken information. Ever since then, I've dedicated my life to defending people in trouble with the IRS. I'm a real tax attorney, which means I have two law degrees, a standard law degree known as a JD, and a tax law degree known as a Masters of the Laws in Taxation. I've been practicing for 10 years and I've helped many of your fellow citizens in tax trouble. If you're in tax trouble, you don't need to be alone and you don't need to call one of those fake lawyer clearinghouses. Call me, Tony Dennison, at Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141, or on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com. It may be the best call you make all year. Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141. And again, on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I need to get more into the news here with Bob Chapman. He was making a point about the military as he went to break. Terror suspect arrested near U.S. Capitol. Police say a terrorism suspect has been arrested in an FBI sting operation in the U.S. Capitol while planning to detonate what he thought were explosives. They've had like 100-plus cases of this the last 5 years where they set up the mentally ill patsy who's out of prison and thinks he's recruited by the jihad. And I'm glad the feds are doing this instead of doing another Oklahoma City or so. But, I mean, I'm not glad. I'm being sarcastic, but it's better than them doing big actual attacks. U.S. Capitol Police say their offices and FBI offices officials arrested the man Friday in a sting operation. This is all on the heels of hearing that Iran is going to attack the U.S., so we need to go ahead and attack them. And you've got Clapper, the head of the national security, the head advisor, saying we need a provocation, and all the troops massing. This is really creepy. But to finish what you were saying, Bob Chapman.
Well, I think in the final analysis, once given illegal orders, what's going to happen is that the military is finally going to say, no, we're not going to do that. And then that's time for a coup. And that's the way I think it's going to come about, because people have just found out with the Republican primaries that there are no elections. They are what they want them to be. They're all rigged. I mean, so outrageously that a 10-year-old can identify the rigging. It's incredible. And so if we can't get Ron Paul in legally, I think that's what's going to happen.
Well, undoubtedly, we're entering one of those phases like right before World War I or World War II. I mean, there's no doubt all of this recession, depression, all these little wars, they're not little if you're in them, but they're little overall historically. It's all hurtling towards massive collision. And the Pakistanis with their 100 nukes are lining up with the Russians and the Chinese. The Russians are threatening. The Chinese are threatening military action. The West is putting al-Qaeda forces into Syria, so the Pentagon got caught. So now they're saying, yes, we want to warn. Al-Qaeda is infiltrating the opposition in Syria. Thus, they can have their cake and eat it, too. I just think the globalists are hiding in too plain a view of people that are actually thinking out there. Sure, the average dumbed-down citizen can't find their feet, can't find their hands in broad daylight, but those people don't count. They're going to suck their thumbs regardless. The thinkers now finally understand that we've got terrorists running the government.
And that we're now in serious trouble, and they're identifying that finally. You know, long ago on this program, you said they're fearful, the enemy. And the reason is that we're breathing down their collars. And we talked about Brzezinski at that program.
By the way, he just came out with a new book. He just came out with a new book and said one of the big things facing the elite is the worldwide awakening to them.
They're in serious trouble. And we're going to make it much worse for them.
Well, that's the issue, is we need to understand, folks, it's all a confidence game with these people. The fact that 70%+ of the military donates to Ron Paul and not the other people, despite all the tactics they've used, that means when the globalists pull a false flag in the future or other things, it's not going to have as good an effect to get everybody in line as it did before. And then the next time, it's not going to work at all. They're running out of bullets. They're running out of propaganda. They're running out of credibility. People don't believe anything they say anymore. But they still are going ahead like they're in control, Bob.
And, you know, people in special operations are questioning the orders now. You know, you remember you heard the commentary from Jesse Ventura, the things he used to say to his fellow SEALs. Look, this is wrong, blah, blah, blah. And so what happened? They're starting up again. Whole units are discussing the problem. I mean, you know, we're supposed to defend America, but how are you defending America guarding poppy fields?
Well, the SEALs now know that they were put on that helicopter to get rid of the rest of SEAL Team 6 and blew it up. And so they got upset, so the brass came in, special operations, and said, oh, maybe al-Qaeda got a bomb on the helicopter. And they're like, you never cram us on an old National Guard helicopter. Turned out the story they were going to save people wasn't true. I mean, they just killed them. I mean,
that's right. And this is the kind of people you're dealing with. And the people in the military need intelligence from us probably more than anybody else. And that's why I've been doing the Marine Disquisition for 8 years. And I'll tell you, I love doing it. I'm a veteran, and I'm giving a little bit back.
Well, it's all, yeah, we've been run out of the United States. we'll be right back with phone calls and more news.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103.
103 is forever.
103 is forever
when you're just a little kid. So Cyrus Jones lived forever.
Grave digger.
When you dig my grave.
When you dig my grave.
You make it shallow.
Make it shallow.
So I can feel the rain.
So I
gotta love Willie Nelson, fan of the show. And a patriot in his own right. Boy, he's gonna be 80 soon. Life comes and goes quick. What matters is that we build a better society for our progeny. And that's seeing this modern society as fools' ideas. Well, no, those that don't care about society, they are the fools. You watch your own little children lowered in the ground. Continuing here, this is out of the San Antonio Express News, and we've got Kurt Haskell, one of the survivors, the underwear bomber, who did in his victim statement expose that it was a government operation and that the Patsy had either been threatened with his family, like we've known they've done, or is a mentally ill crazy. He confirmed the government got him on the plane. They had to admit that on C-SPAN and congressional testimony. Again, a month and a half after we had him on. Now, that's big news. The Detroit papers carried it, AP carried it, but it never made a big national story. It was there, Undersecretary of State said, yes, we were ordered to get him on the plane and give him a visa and all this stuff by an unnamed U.S. agency. And just like they cooked the bomb, trained the driver, gave him the detonators in the first World Trade Center attack, and both men were on welfare. One was retarded. The other was mildly retarded. One had like a 80 IQ, the other like a 72. And, I mean, I could go out in Austin and find a mentally ill or brain damaged homeless person or somebody kicked out of the state hospital. They're everywhere. See them talking to themselves, very sad. Sometimes I do give money to people that are absolute schizophrenics. I don't give money to people just trying to get money. They're panhandling. But when you see some guy with one leg who's completely, you know, out of their mind, and you could see feces running down the backs of their legs in 110-degree heat, and they're going, water, water, water. Yeah, this is not an Academy Award-winning actor. This is a completely crazy person. I've given them $50. But that's a side issue. I'm now digressing. The point is that's the type of, I mean, I could go out today, hypothetically, I would never, the news, Jones planned to hire homeless for terrorism. I could go out and find a mentally disturbed person, and in a matter of hours probably, but undoubtedly in a few weeks, give them money, give them stuff. They did that with a young group of black Rastafarians. Most of them were homeless. Some of them were mentally handicapped in Florida. Remember back in 2006, they were going to wage jihad. They were actually Christians. And it took the FBI a year, giving them a big house, money, hundreds of thousands of dollars. Said, we want you to dress in camo. We want you to say you're a jihadist. Here's another 10 grand. And they said, well, give us more pot. And then they busted them all, sent them all away. Just getting them to say, yeah, I'm going to blow up the Capitol. Yeah, I'm going to create the simulation of the terror threat to take your rights. But it's a lot better than what they did on 9/11 or Oklahoma City. So, I mean, sending patsies to jail is bad, but I want to thank the feds, which I'm being sarcastic, for not doing the big events. They're not doing the big events because they know we're watching. They're going with the patsy event. But we brought this up to Kurt Haskell, and we'll get into talk about it when he's on with us Sunday. I'll be live on the Sunday show 4 to 6. And by the way, we're selling out. It looks like it's going to sell out up in Dallas at the Lakewood. Get tickets at Infowars.com/events. There's a link to the Lakewood Theater subpage where you can buy the tickets. Jim Mars is going to be there. I'm going to speak. Premiere a film. I'll tell you the name when we get there. They're spitting it out and finishing it right now. I've got to approve it right after the show. We've been working on it for a few weeks. Special, like 40-minute film. And I don't do a lot of events. And Orlando is definitely going to sell out. It's like 80% sold, and it's a week plus away next Sunday, the 26th. So if you want to come out, please do that. But Infowars.com/events. If you want to go there and get those tickets, I think they're going to hold like 5% of the tickets back for at the door. But, you know, officially say it's sold out with 95% of the tickets sold. We brought this up to Haskell, and we'll talk to him about it Sunday. And he said, no, I don't think I'll sue the government. He still may, because there won't, it's just all going to be collapsed. There won't even be courts pretty much then. And I said, well, and Rob Dew's like, why? Because I sent Rob Dew up there to interview him just 2 days ago. He was in Michigan ahead of this ruling. And he said, well, read this San Antonio Express News article. So we've got it. And it says the two serve as co-chairs of the National Commission on Fiscal Responsibility and Reform, an 18-member bipartisan group created last year by President Obama. The commission has warned that if the U.S. doesn't do something about its deficit spending, it will become a second-rate power. Well, but the banks want us to be in debt, so they're going to bankrupt the country. Simpson said the U.S. owes $15 trillion, yeah, to the bankers, almost seven times the deficit in Italy, which currently is the crisis because it owes $2.6 trillion, which is banker fraud. And then it goes on to say Simpson said the commission members differed on when they thought the tipping point might come, but no one thought it would be more than 2 years away. This is from December 14th. 2011. So this is a year ago, more than a year ago, and Haskell was saying he's read this whole government commission, which says we're going to completely collapse, basically. Well, yeah, they're getting ready for that. Bob Chapman, what's your take on that?
Well, you know, I think over and over again, you know, we get the same results, the same take on things. Will a court system be there? Am I going to get justice? There's a lot of factors, and it causes people to back off to go against the government. I recently saw a company that wanted to go after the government in regard to naked shorting in the market, And some of the best attorneys in the country said, don't do it. You're not going to get any justice. And will you ever get to court? So it's the same thing.
And that's how societies collapse, is because the criminals show that they can engage in any crime. And now they're just saying you all over the country, you can't have your own well water. Where you're like, but I have a land right going back 100 years. I have a water right. And they're just like, doesn't matter. We're sending police. And you're like, but the law, they're like, take it to our court. That water belongs to whatever new water baron just took over. I mean, it's just like, that's the way it is. And our ancestors went through this same stuff on water rights and used to have to, you know, have brush wars. And I'm not saying it should go to that, but I mean, the crooks are going to come in and tell you that you're their slave. And if you bend over and kiss their ring, they're going to do it.
They'll get away with anything they can get away with. And the people aren't watching and listening, you know, in total. And so they don't do what they should do. They don't respond when they should. They just say, well, gee, it's this, that, and the other thing of the government, and I can't contend with it, so forget it. There's a lot of apathy out there, but it's caused by ignorance. And every society's got the same problem now and in history. It's nothing new.
Well, you're right. You're right about that. I want to hit a few headlines and get your take on it. CBO, U.S. News and World Report, longest period of high unemployment since Great Depression. Worst housing slump since Great Depression. Worse, the amount of debt privately is worse ratio than Great Depression. Insider document details a March 23rd Greek default plan, government to freeze bank accounts. You talked to me over a year ago about your State Department sources saying that was coming. And this is actually in the Greek news, but not on the news here. Give us your take on a bank holiday. This is not the type of holiday you want to go on, folks. What that means, Bob?
Well, it means that they're going to shut down the banking system. Are we referring just to Greece here?
Yeah, they're saying Greece, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's natural. They're not going to be able to, in a few weeks, meet their obligation to pay the interest on the latest bonds that have to be paid for. And I think that'll start the ball rolling. Evidence is coming out that the thing was a setup in the first place. And, you know, that's really interesting because I've been on the program with you discussing this for the last several months. And I said, you know, I'm not on the inside and I don't know what they're doing, but I got to leave the end open with the Germans because it looks like they don't want the euro. They don't want the European Union. They want to go it on their own. And I'm wondering whether they're doing this in concert with the U.S. and England and Finland and the Netherlands. And as it turns out, with these great smear of propaganda that's going on here over the last week, that's exactly what Germany's shooting for. They want to be the big power in Europe again.
All right, Bob, I want to go to calls here in a moment, but I've got to make an announcement here. There's so much censorship going on Google and its sub-company YouTube and all these systems that operate as supposed commons. And they're announcing censorship all over the world. Google and others are working with governments. But I've got to point this out. They are using the claim, and I want to ask you about it, of deleting user accounts that aren't active to get rid of people's subscribers. But I've confirmed that people that even recently signed up are being kicked off one of my YouTube channels that has hundreds of millions of views. And that... now I've just kept noticing the last 2 weeks since they announced their new privacy policy, which is no privacy, that when I search one of our headlines to see how many views it's gotten, it does not show up, but it will show up on other people's channels. I mean, completely delisted with many of our headlines within the YouTube system. And here it is. Just during the last break, I put in my headline. The Young Turks Caught Lying to Viewers, a video I shot last night. and they're a partner channel with them and work for Al Gore. I put that in and hit enter to see what the latest view count is, because I learned years ago, if you want to see what the real view count is before it's updated, you can, you know, it might say 301 views before it caches. That's how the servers work for a day or so, but you can put in the headline, and sometimes the main front listing, it'll show you a newer number. Like it'll say 301 viewers on a video I've done, and a few hours later put it in, and it says 100,000 views when I put it in the search function. So I'm going to show TV viewers this, but if you go to my YouTube channel, our big one, the one with 177 million views or 178 million views that's linked on Infowars.com, you'll see one of the videos over on the side is the Young Turks Caught Lying to Viewers, Bob. And you put that in the main YouTube search bar up at the top. Everybody can see that. And I'll search it again for people watching. And you hit enter. You get somebody else's site, the Tech by Tiggs, and it says zero views. This just got uploaded. The Young Turks Caught Lying. Now, this is in a general search. This is their general main search. But you go to the filter, and you can do view count. Obviously, that title under mine will have the highest view count because it's got, you know, a whole bunch of views. It does not show up. I went through page. It does not show up in the search. And I did a bunch of other searches, Bob. Upload date, all of it. And there it is. Everybody else's versions, but not mine. So it always showed up off of whatever had the most views was at the top. Just like Obama deception showed up, you know, with 10 million views or whatever at the top. It's now being delisted. It is here. And I've got to get Watson and others to do an analysis because I'm about to go out of town and stuff. But Bob, it's happening. And they've obviously delisted my stuff from searchability, or they drive it way down the page. I guess I've got to go 100 deep to see if it's anywhere there. So it's no longer, but just with my videos. I then tested during the break other new videos, and it was whatever had the highest views at the top. So, Bob, the only reason people are going to be able to see stuff when they search it now is because other people have copied my video over to their channel. Can you believe that, Bob? I mean, they are, and again, there's so many other ways they're doing it. It'd make your head spin, Bob. Twitter's announcing they're going to work with governments. Google has said if government sends them a notice saying something's critical of government and requests it be taken down, they're now doing it. I mean, I guess they know we're just defeating them, Bob.
And I think you're absolutely right. But you're right about the takedown. I don't do anything with my own programs. Other people post them, and they post them all over the place, and I think that's great. And I don't even know who they are, and I don't care. But I get reports back all the time, well, you're not up there, and you're not up here, and they just take them down. And so people go back, and they post them again. But the point is, they are doing it.
Oh, let me tell you what's happening. I'll post a video, and it'll get 30,000 views because we post so many. Some little channel posts it and gets 100,000. That's because they haven't put the block on them. They're suppressing our numbers. But it doesn't matter. We're just spreading everywhere, Bob.
Like a big disease for them.
Well, officially, folks, this is 100% proof right here. This is and they say, oh, Alex, they're getting rid of all the old subs. No. I know people personally who just set up channels a week ago that were deleted and were putting videos on them. People a month ago that subscribed to me that were kicked off, and people that are subscribers, almost all of them are not having my videos sent to them. I mean, if I can get 250,000 subscribers on one channel, then every video should get 250,000 views or more. That's guaranteed total viral. Look at this. I'm not even, I get people saying, what do you mean? That's, no. Let me show you, folks. Here's my channel. Okay. Young Turks Caught Lying to Viewers. Here's my version. And again, it hasn't really updated yet, so it just says 6,000 views. I did this at about 10 o'clock last night. You say it's about a day to really update. When it finally updates later, it'll probably say about 30,000 views and 100,000 later. But the point is that Young Turks Caught Lying to Viewers, and I counter them attacking me and lying about me. And then now I copy this headline thinking I'll see what, you know, the latest views actually are. This is a trick I learned. I do it. Boom. Until 2 weeks ago, it would always be my video because I originated it, and my video always has the most views as my version, at least up front. No, it's some other guy who copied my video over, which is great. Please do, with 199 views that just went up a couple hours ago. That's the one that's searchable. Oh, I see why. Because it's got an ad on it. See, I don't take ads because then they can try to censor me more. I don't take the Google ads. Okay, now I'm seeing, so they don't let my video be seen now. They're doing it for people that are partners. There you go, Bob. Boom. Proof for everybody right there, Bob.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is insane. Hey, listen, my own articles from InfoWars, and we've had companies, search engine experts look, our system set right. Google is now driving most of the InfoWars things down to like 10 pages down when we used to be number one. They're now giving other people the results for Alex Jones, people that attack me. They've got a team in there. I mean, here's the, they won't give us a partner channel, Bob. And then the Young Turks that work for Al Gore publicly came out and said that I don't have a big audience, you know, that I'm basically a joke. And so I showed on Alexa ratings how they don't even show up on the graph for web traffic versus and how I'm like, you know, hundreds of times above them. And so they took a straw man and showed one YouTube channel of mine and said, oh, look, our one channel is bigger than his one channel, and said, I'm a liar. What do you think of that, Bob?
That's exactly what you can expect from those people.
And now I can't even get my video out to show they're lying about me because they work for the filthy scum Al Gore.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Man thinks, cause he rules it up. He can do it as he
please. All right, I'm going to jam in a few calls in this segment, the next. I appreciate you holding, but Aaron was just saying, I told you this has been happening for weeks. All we do is search stuff on the web. And we use several different search engines, but Startpage and stuff are just proxies of Google. And, you know, so what are the New World Order's watching us? We hope the technicians watching us are learning that they're being poisoned when they see our searches of Rockefeller documents saying they're killing us. Of course they can't have me on air dominating. And I'm dominating all over the web now, and we're being censored everywhere. But I have confirmed, and people are pointing it out, that they are now, with my YouTube videos, not even listing them, the new ones. And the only ones you can find are people that copied our videos and gave it another headline or a similar headline. I mean, non-searchable. This is big. This is big. And they're saying they're going to censor across the board. Now, and don't give me that idiot thing of they're a private company. Folks, they operate as a public commons. They operate with a contract saying they don't censor and do this. This is false advertising. They admitted a month ago that they take stuff down when the government asks. We put a video up exposing the TSA. They blocked it so it couldn't go viral. We show a helicopter killing people that's already all over the news. They block it. We put out a comedy video titled America, Land of the Snitch. I noticed you search our deal. It's other people's version. They're blocking us. This is incredible. This is incredible. And they're slowly putting more and more controls on, gaming the whole deal. And I told you, only letting you see my videos that people have copied on partner channels, which is great. Copy my videos all you want. Put them everywhere. Endgame freaks them out so much that some company that doesn't even have the copyright to it is blocking it, saying it's theirs. And now they're trying to people are trying to say my voice is theirs. I mean, there's going to come a time where you can't even hear my voice, folks, on the web. I'm telling you, you better spread the word about Infowars.com. In fact, we would be overall losing traffic right now because of Google changing stuff and going after us if it wasn't for the Drudge Report. The Drudge Report is really the biggest thing helping us reach people, except for you, the audience, spreading the word. I mean, I'm putting everything I can into this. I just want to warn people. That's my goal. That's what I'm after. And they are coming after us, and if they can silence me, they're going to silence you next. You got to stand with us, folks. You got to get the word out about Infowars.com and PrestonButter.com. You got to spread the links to our YouTube videos on the Alex Jones channel and the other channels. Post them to your site. Make variants. Upload them. Don't put my name in them. Some of the time, put my name in. Other time, I've noticed that that gets around them. Bob Chapman, I know I'm ranting, and I said I'd go to calls. It's just this is a big deal, Bob.
It certainly is. Because, you know, if we're shut out, it's over. I mean, we've got the live broadcasts and other things, but
you're going to come after that
next. The ability to reach a lot of people is going to be taken down.
Well, this is the selective kill switch Obama talked about. I mean, look at Google giving all the money. I mean, look, I went and had reporters get in the face of that, you know, the head of Google, Schmidt, at Bilderberg last year. I mean, do you think they liked it in hundreds of newspapers and our video being number one on Google and getting millions of views? And then they did some blocker on that and it suddenly shut down. The video was up, but it didn't go viral anymore. See, all the time, stuff used to pop up on the front page and have more views than everybody. And somebody would see it and just remove it. You'll take out the front page. Now they just delist it, Bob. I mean, you got to look, but it shows we're hurting them. This is a great victory. They wouldn't be doing this, Bob, if we weren't having an effect.
Yeah, but we got to keep after them. We got to find ways around it.
Folks, go see it for yourself. And I'm so sick of the denials out there. I mean, let me explain. It's not just that they're knocking our subscribers off. Of course, they made the announcement. That's their cover for all this. It's that people who are subscribers, most of them can't get the videos, but they get all the partner crud or a cat playing with a French bulldog because they don't want you to know that there's sodium fluoride in the water. They don't want you to know. I'll be back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, and I'll see you in Dallas.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.